Nikki Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
With us, Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Guys, make this thing easy for you. My goodness gracious, you go online, you click on this green tab, and you put in your credit card, and you buy her a gift certificate, and man, she's going to love it. The prenatal massages have been one of the best things that ever happened to Meredith. Meredith has this scoliosis issue and some bad backs and the sciatica with Drake being on one side and kind of pushing her spine and stuff like this. So, man, this is the best. And if the roads could clear up a little bit today, maybe get over there in Urban Nirvana today because she has some money left over on her gift card. Does Kristen have money left over on her gift card?
Nope, spend it all.
Well, refresh that baby. Get it done. Is Kristen working today?
Yes, she is.
Maybe after work then. Urban Nirvana, great locations, Charleston, Columbia, Lexington, Greenville, two locations in Greenville with the hair stuff, but the spa, the massages, they're going to absolutely love it. It's our great friends over at Urban Nirvana. Check them out online. Make the easiest pies, urbannirvana.com. Mr. Orr24, you pulled me down into your bad mood today.
I'm in a great mood today.
You're contrarian mood today. I'm only going to say one negative thing.
What's that?
And then I'm going to spend about 4 minutes on it, and then we're going to move on.
What is it?
Harold Baines is going to the Hall of Fame.
I remember you talking about this in the opening.
Let me remind you of this. Harold Baines, who never hit 30 home runs in a season. Harold Baines, who had 100 RBIs twice in his 21-year career. Harold Baines, who never stole more than 10 bases. Harold Baines, who... 1, 2, 3, 4... Oh, no, for the totals, I'm just saying, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe 8 times his career hit over 300. He's a .289 hitter. Harold Baines, who 3,000 hits is the kind of a benchmark, isn't it? He has 2,800 hits. 500 doubles is kind of a benchmark, right? He had 488 doubles. 400 home runs is kind of a benchmark, right? 384 doubles. Every measurable way, you look at it, it looks like he falls short. Hey, man, would you say that one of the criteria for getting the Hall of Fame, Zach, is that you are the best at your position during an era? Or one of the best at your position during an era? Is that safe to say? Can we say that?
Yes.
Harold Baines only finished, he played 21 years, okay? He only got MVP votes in 4 years. He never finished higher than 9th in MVP voting. And in 21 years, he was an all-star in 6 years. What are we doing? And all the metrics, 2,800 hits shouldn't get you in the Hall of Fame. 2,800 hits in 21 years, 488 doubles doesn't get you Hall of Fame. 384 homers doesn't get you Hall of Fame. 1,600 RBIs doesn't get you Hall of Fame. 289 batting average doesn't get you Hall of Fame. He stole 34 bases in his career. That didn't get you in the Hall of Fame. Just finishing 9th 1 year in an MVP race in 1985, that gets you in the Hall of Fame? At no point in time, the guy only made 6 All-Star teams. In 15 of his 21 years, he didn't even make the All-Star team. Harold Baines seemed like a nice guy. I get it. I think he's pretty good at the press. I could be wrong about that. I get it. But if you play 21 seasons in the league in Major League Baseball. And in 15 of those, you don't even make the All-Star team? And you're a Hall of Famer now? Well, someone said Harold Baines, Hall of Famer. Yeah, hey, son, let's go see Harold Baines' plaque. What's the one thing Harold Baines did in his career? Do you remember Harold Baines? He didn't play since 2001. When were you born?
I was born in 93, but I don't remember him. I had to look him up, who he was this morning when we were talking about him.
Nobody ever went.
And that should speak volumes, right?
Yeah, nobody ever went to see Harold Baines play baseball and go, son, sit, right, that's a Hall of Famer, son. That's it right there. He won one World Series. Now, he's in the Baltimore Orioles Hall of Fame.
That's fine. Team Hall of Fames is good.
That's great.
I normally don't agree with your attack on the Hall of Fame inductees.
But this is what we're getting to. You see,
who did you slam last year?
I don't know.
The first baseman. I'll think of it in a second, but you ripped him. I was like, he deserves it. It's fine.
Bagwell or something. Or Bagwell.
Or something. Was it Bagwell?
I don't know. We're letting everybody in now.
Harold Baines doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
If you play 20 years, you get in the Hall of Fame.
Harold Baines does not deserve to be in the Hall
it's
of Fame.
It's the Hall of Good, buddy.
It is the Hall of Good. I completely agree with you on this one. He himself says he was very shocked.
He was.
The career 289 hitter said on a conference call.
Now, Lee Smith deserved to get in.
That's fine.
But Harold Baines?
He held the major league record for saves when he retired. Lou Piniella didn't get in yesterday.
Lou Piniella is not a Hall of Famer.
He had 11 votes, one shy of the 12.
Lou Piniella is not a Hall of Famer.
George Steinbrenner, Oral Hershiser, Albert Bell, Joe Carter, Will Clark, Davey Johnson, and Charlie Manuel all received fewer than 5.
Good. They don't need to vote. Those aren't Hall of Famers.
You think George Steinbrenner gets in for...
He should.
...in the Hall of Fame?
He should. What more do you need to tell you?
I agree with you on this. So, you're not going to have to convince me on this.
Yeah, Jim Thome's in the Hall of Fame.
Jim Thome, that was it.
Thome... At least has a little bit to go on. This guy has nothing to go on.
Yep.
Harold Baines. What are we doing, man? What in the heck are we doing? In 15 of his 21 years, he didn't make the All-Star team. Whew. All right. So that was it. That's my only bad news of the day. That's my only rant of the day.
It's a good thing that his former owner was on the board that appointed him.
Yeah.
Probably helped his cause a little bit.
Yeah. Good stuff. I watched a little bit of Clemson basketball. I was trying to switch back to Clemson basketball and Army-Navy. But I got a stat for you on Clemson basketball. Lost or 6-3 now, lost to Mississippi State. Mississippi State's a better team. I'll give you that.
Number 22 ranked Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State's a better team.
Playing in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah. So I'll give you that, and good on you. That's great. Mississippi State goes 19 of 30 from 3. Now, a couple of things.
Hit their first 7 in a row.
Yeah. And like big guys hit them too. Not just like little guards. Like post players hitting threes. And I love doing this. That is, oh, by the way, 63% from 3. You're going to win. If you shoot 63% from 3, you're going to win basketball games. We get that. That's great. I love doing this, though. If you multiply it out to what it would have been from 2 with mm-hmm. those possessions. Mm-hmm. And the way you do that is you take 19, multiply it by 3, and then you divide that by the number of points per attempt and all that stuff. It would be like shooting 95% from the field from 2 in your possessions.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's very, very good. My question to you, you watched more of it than I did.
Yeah.
Was that, how much of that was Mississippi State and their awesome three-point shooting? How much of that was Clemson's bad perimeter defense?
Perimeter defense wasn't great. You had John Newman in the starting five for the first time.
Because of Marquise Reed.
Because of Marquise Reed being out. Mississippi State took advantage of the zone very early. Anytime Clemson set up into a zone, that three ball was going up early in the shot clock.
Yeah.
And it was guys rushing out to try to defend that and put hands in the face. Their ability to respond to three-pointers wasn't there until the second half. And even then, it was too little too late to really get it close. 5 points was as close as it ever came in the second half. And it just it was a disappointing effort. Just not an effort because I felt like they tried to stay in it. They battled back from 13 down before halftime to get it to 5, and it just wasn't going to be their day with, what did you say, 16 of what?
19 of 30 from
19 three. Of 30, excuse me. So it wasn't going to be your day when that happens.
Tigers shoot 43% from the field, 22% from three, and really didn't shoot all that well from the free throw line, to 65% from the free throw line.
Yep.
Newman, who took over for Marquise Reed, didn't play all the minutes. He only played 15 minutes there. You got Clyde Trapp played 31 minutes. Trapp just 1 of 8 from the field, 0 from 5 from 3. And Newman went 0 for 3 from the field, didn't score in the game, didn't have an assist in the game, and we didn't turn it over in the game as well from a freshman standpoint. I would have thought earlier in the season, and I know it's still early because it's still – let me tell you how early it is in the season in college basketball.
How early?
When you go to ESPN.com and you click at the tabs up at top, that you go to – it says NFL, NBA, MLB, NCAA football, soccer, NHL. You got to go to the secondary tab that's NCAA men's basketball is right above WWE, right above NBA G League, right above analytics, right above NCAA softball, right above F1, so right above horse racing. It's too early for basketball.
So it's early.
It's way too early for basketball. We know this. At least we're in December now rather than November sticking 6th. You know, next year they're going to play conference games in November.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
The Big Ten's already playing conference games right now. It's like, what? Anyway, so it's not the basketball season yet, but
it is early.
Yep.
But the fact remains, this team's going to need to find some kind of perimeter shooting from distance.
Right.
It's going to have to happen at some point. Whether it is going to be Clyde Trapp that steps up eventually, if Marquise Reed can come back and continue to give that to you, I guess.
I like half of that so far. Yeah.
But you need something out there.
I don't know what it is. This is not a great defensive team yet, and a lot of that might have to do with Newman and Tyson, two freshmen that are playing a lot. A lot of it might do with White not knowing what he's doing yet. Jameson got in for a minute. But Trapp and Mitchell and Sims and Thomas and Scara and those guys, you know, and Reed should know defensively what they're doing. But this is not a great defensive, scrappy ball, loose ball, diving, block shots, defensive rebounds. You know, they were out-rebounded on Saturday. Team takes a bunch of threes. You should probably out-rebound. Of course, they didn't miss a lot of threes, so that's one thing. But you should probably out-rebound the other team through all that. But in the end, there's just something missing right now for Clemson basketball. I keep saying it. I don't know. I'm not a basketball expert by any stretch. But in watching them, now, obviously, the key missing ingredient on Saturday was Marquise Reed.
Sure.
But even in the games that Reed has played, I can't put a finger on it. Something seems to be amiss. Would you agree with this?
I would agree with that, yes.
Would you have any theories on what is missing?
You know what? You can't quite put a finger on it. I keep going back to the perimeter stuff. They don't have the confidence that they can win games in different kind of ways.
Yeah.
Right now, it has to be one specific way, and everything needs to go correctly and through Marquise Reed and Sheldon Mitchell. For them to really have a chance in games. Honestly, Elijah Thomas looked great, and they started to feed him the ball in the second half.
Yeah, Mark Sims looked awesome.
He looked fine. And you just need to keep doing that for now until Marquise Reed gets back, run the offense through him, and I think you can win some games, steal some games that way.
You have Tiger calls tonight?
Yes, we do.
Any idea on how long Reed's going to be out?
Any idea? No.
All right. Because Sims played great, 23 points. And Thomas had played great with 18 points. Sheldon Mitchell, 3 of 16 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3. He's not had the best year so far. And I don't know. There just seems to be something's not quite right. And quite frankly, from the opening, really from the exhibition games. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Clemson struggled in the exhibition games. And Brad Bunnell's talking about all the guys that were injured and all the guys that just hadn't played well. There's just something. The execution, for whatever reason it might be, the execution of this basketball team has not been what we would have thought with all the experience coming back of a Sweet 16 team. You would have thought this, and a preseason ranked team, you would have thought this team would have been better. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't know why. Maybe we'll get some answers tonight when Brown Brunell checks in on Tiger College. You can hear that. Is it 7 to 8? Is that what time you guys are doing this now? 7 to 8?
7 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight. Tired calls.
All right. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. I want to give you an idea. Let's talk about the new coaches in the ACC in football. We've got several new coaches to kind of give you who maybe a preliminary look at who got the best of those. Also, it is a Reaction Monday. We want to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our health care text line, 986-1566 on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plotter. We'll take a break, come back for more of Reaction Monday after this.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
If you've given up looking for something different for Christmas, try a 2019 Mellow Mushroom Calendar, available at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. It's the perfect gift or stocking stuffer for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list, and it's full of coupons you can use all year long. And for fundraising events, see Mellow Mushroom Clemson for ideas to help your club, team, or organization reach its goals. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, a local Health Markets insurance agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with 3 convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Stay in bounds, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You'll spend less time in our office and more time cheering your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Well, visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right.
Hey, Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. If you're bringing in mud from the slush and the ice and the snow that you got, and you got it on your carpets, and if you had people come over for Thanksgiving and it didn't go well with the cranberry sauce in the mouth, instead it went well with the cranberry sauce in the carpet, and it didn't go well with the in-laws bringing over the dog, instead it went well with the dog in the carpet, then what's it called? Zero Res. Powered water, insanely clean carpets, no harsh chemicals, no harsh soaps, no harsh detergents. It's our great friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. Hey, $129 three-room special right now. Mention my name. Get a free room or a room for free. It's our great friends at Zero Res, 558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com. We have new coaches in the ACC, my friend. Who, in your opinion, or how did these things work out? If we can, Mr. Orr 24. Let me give you get a thought from you on, let's go in order, I think chronological order of when the hires were made. North Carolina hires Mac Brown. This was an interesting hire. He had a lot of success there. You and I have disagreed about the potential of North Carolina's football program. Mm-hmm. He's put together kind of an old staff. I think they're going to flip Sam Howell, Florida State quarterback commitment from Charlotte. I think he's going to end up maybe North Carolina. At least I'm hearing those rumblings he might end up at North Carolina. They had three commitments over the weekend. Not sure how great, you know, those guys are right now. He has a little bit of an uphill battle after North Carolina went 2-9 this year and 1-7 and chose not to even play a 12th game this season. He has a little bit of uphill battle trying to get the North Carolina fans excited about it. But this guy has built at North Carolina in the past, can go on some experience in the past. Did North Carolina give me a grade on this thing? C minus?
It's a passing grade.
C minus?
Yeah.
Considering, look, here's one thing you got to consider. What else is out there?
I mean, C's get degrees, right?
I mean, let's remember, Ryan Day is the head coach at Ohio State now.
That is true.
You know, Clay Helton is the head coach at Southern Cal right now.
That is also true.
So it's not like there's a whole list of all these guys that you just, oh, man, this is a home run hire for sure, home run hire guy. Are you better off with Mac Brown than you are Larry Fedora?
Are you better off with Mac Brown than Fedora? Longevity, probably not, because he's old.
Right.
But for the immediate future, yes.
All right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. It's just, I don't like hiring old guys.
Retreads?
Right. I like hiring climbers. And I like hiring guys that are still going to be at that office. Look, it's a young man's game. How, you know, remember we had Lincoln Riley, and he was a guy that on the day that we were there announcing, he's going out recruiting that day. He's in Dallas, Texas that day. So I think it's a young man's game. At North Carolina, Mac Brown is used to some turnarounds. He turned Tulane around from 1-10 to 6-6 in 3 years. He turned North Carolina around from 1-10 and 1-10 his first 2 years to 10-2 and 10-1. And he got North Carolina in, once he turned it around, in 5 of their last 6 years, they were ranked. And they finished ranked in the top 10 in each of his last 2 years. And he turned Texas around to a national championship program and had Texas ranked every year. He was there from 98 to 2013. He was there for 15 years. And they were ranked in 12 of the 15 years, including 7 of the 15 years they ranked in the top 10 in the country. Sometimes I think we forget just how successful he was at Texas, because we remember the 5-7, 8-5, 9-4, and 8-5 finish.
Because he stopped recruiting.
Yeah, maybe. Or they misevaluated a bunch of guys, too. Mm-hmm. But, man, there were a bunch of double-digit wins in there. From 2001 to 2009, he went 11-2, 11-2, 10-3, 11-1, 13-0, 10-3, 10-3, 12-1, 13-1.
So knowing all those things, knowing that he was successful in North Carolina way back when, and he was successful in his early and in mid part of his career at Texas, does that not give you pause?
A little bit.
Is his most recent stuff isn't great.
No. And the fact that he is, I think I'm saying, 67 years old.
And he did it at Texas.
Yeah.
Texas has a heck of a lot more resources and willpower behind their program than North Carolina.
But the expectations are lower at North Carolina than they are at Texas.
Sure.
I still have a, not, I don't say healthy respect because that's not the right word. I still think that North Carolina has a pretty big upside in their program. Kids like North Carolina. They like the Jordan brand. They like the colors. They like the the Nike stuff. Now, how much they like it, we'll see in football. He will be the exact opposite of Dave Doran going into the state of North Carolina. I think he's going to win some recruiting battles over there. I don't think it's going to go absolutely terrible for Mack Brown. My question, though, is how much energy does he have and how long will he be there? I would say he's not going to be there 5 years, is he?
No.
But I think he'll leave it better than he found it.
He gets a recruiting cycle in, though?
Yeah. But I think he'll leave it better than he found it. Moving forward, Scott Satterfield at Louisville. Jeff Brom would have been the better hire, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Jeff Brom was a natural hire, in my opinion. With that said, I think this is a really good hire. Scott Satterfield. Now, one thing you'd have to say is he's only spent 3 years outside of the state of North Carolina. That he started back as a wide receiver coach in 1998 at App State. And so he's had 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 18 years in North Carolina and only 3 years outside the state of North Carolina. I get it. But they can go back in the state and recruit now a little bit. An offensive guy. His offense has always put up some pretty good big numbers. He was the wide receiver coach and running backs coach and quarterbacks coach during a tenure as an assistant coach from 98 to 2008 at App State. Was a quarterbacks coach at Tulane for a year. Offensive coordinator at Florida International for a year. Offensive coordinator at App State for a year. And then the head coach now since 2013. Took over a program that was struggling a little bit as they, as their legend Brown kind of got out of it. And then got back to 4-8 that first year. Back to 7-5, 11-2, 10-3, 9-4. And 10-2, taking them from the Southern Conference to the Sun Belt Conference, and then taking them to 4 straight bowl games, winning 3 straight bowl games, and 38-10 as a league coach, 51-24 overall. I think this is a solid hire, and a guy that was on a bunch of other. As a matter of fact, I think North Carolina would have been better off hiring Scott Satterfield, but a guy that was on some radars out there. I think with the new AD, the new president, the new blood. At Louisville, this is one that no doubt you're better off without Bobby Petrino. You're better off with Scott Satterfield, right?
Are you better off with your Scott Satterfield leaving for Louisville?
You mean, is Louisville a better job than App State right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
A winless in the conference Louisville team is a better job than a team that just won their conference?
You buy low. You buy when your expectations are low. At Louisville right now, man, if a guy goes 4-8 the first year, man, they're like, man, this guy's helping turn it around. We're excited about 4 wins now. The next time he wins 6, I go, hey, man, he's back to 500. We're climbing.
Did you see his boys at the press conference?
No.
Miserable.
How old were they? Are they high school?
They're like teenage kids, yeah.
Miserable. I've been to Louisville on 2 occasions now. It's a great city. It's a pretty place. They have... They're doing a better job with their football facility. The rest of the facilities are really good. And I tell you, man, they care about football there. I mean, they get into it there. There's a bunch of money up there. and they're spending money up there. And now I think the biggest problem with Louisville in the past 7 or 8 years is I think they had a bunch of turds running things. I think Jurich the AD was an absolute scumbag.
Yep.
I think that Rick Pitino was an absolute scumbag. And I think Bobby Petrino was an absolute scumbag. And now, if you just hire good people, the president, new AD, new football coach, new basketball coach, the potential's there. I think Louisville has good people.
Yep.
And I think that they care and they have money. And I think they can get back. I think this is a pretty good job.
How long was the contract?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because that matters, doesn't it?
But
how long are they going to give him?
Well, he's got 3 years.
Because the guy at Georgia Tech got 7 years.
Yeah, they get seven, but you get three. Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins gets more because you're going from the wishbone or winged bone, whatever. You're going from the option to this. He gets a little bit more. Every coach out there has 3 years.
You're going
if you don't do it 3 years, you're out.
From no conference wins to whatever Satterfield can give you.
Yep.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but if he just goes, like I said, if he wins five games this year, four games this year, they're going to think the guy's a genius. I think Louisville has potential. Finally, Jeff Collins at
Georgia Tech.
A guy that was
ticket office.
Born over in Georgia. Played at Western Carolina.
Wow. Jeff Collins.
Spent time as an assistant coach in North Carolina at high school.
Wow.
Up in Franklin. Then goes, he's a defensive guy. Fordham linebacker coach in 96. Albright defensive coordinator for 2 years. Georgia Tech GA for 3 years. Western Carolina defensive coordinator for 4 years. Georgia Tech recruiting coordinator in 06. Alabama development and player personnel in 07. Central Florida linebacker coach recruiting coordinator for 2 years. FIU defensive coordinator for one. Mississippi State defensive coordinator for 5 years. Florida defensive coordinator for 2 years. Temple head coach for 2 years. Had some good defenses out there. Energetic guy. Takes over Temple 7-6. And his first year, 8-4, his second year.
If you're the Clemson staff, is this hiring getting your attention? Are you
I just don't know enough about
taking
him.
Taking it back?
I know much more about the first two. I don't know enough about Jeff Collins. Energetic guy.
Is he a climber?
He's still a climber. He's 47. He's still a climber. How will he be able to recruit? He's been around some good programs.
So he fits your criteria.
Yeah.
You're young enough.
Yep.
You're a climber.
Yep.
You look like us. You talk like us. From Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of looks like a Georgia boy.
Talks
like a Georgia boy.
This is your ideal candidate.
Nope, not ideal.
By the Mickey Plyler head coaching criteria, this guy's a home run.
Well, I wouldn't say home run.
By your own criteria.
I wouldn't say home run. But young, energetic guy, he's going to work his butt off.
Is it a seeing eye single?
It's a, it's a single.
The old classic Harold Baines, devil into the gap.
No, the classic Harold Baines is a fly out to shallow center.
Rip one into the gap.
Hit 289.
Then swipe third base.
I think the biggest unknown is Jeff Collins. Just because I think he has the highest, because we don't know, I think he has the highest ceiling. I think we know what Mack Brown's ceiling is at 67. Scott Satterfield, we kind of got an idea what he is. But Jeff Collins, I don't think we know yet. Temple's a very difficult job, and he did a pretty good job there. Temple's been a good, pretty good football program the last couple of years.
What other jobs are still open?
You know,
Colorado's still open?
No, Mel Tucker took that. University of Georgia.
That's right.
Yeah, University of Georgia.
So Temple's open now.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
What jobs are open? Can you figure that out while I...
I will.
Tell the friends about Carolina Flooring Specials, 404-8158, 404-8158. This morning, you notice I brought my wife's car in because it was parked in the garage. So, you know, so many times we don't park in our garage. You can actually park in your garage and it doesn't really affect things at all. I don't park my car in the garage because I like the beauty of our garage. Slip resistant, stain resistant. And the way out this morning, with all the ice and all the slick, all that, didn't have any of that stuff. We don't have oil stains. We don't have transmission fluid stains. We don't have coolant stains. We don't have any automotive stains. When we do have any kind of issue out there, we just take a paper towel and we wipe it up. And if it dries up, we take I take a little Formula 409 or some Windex, whatever, and I wipe it up and clean it all up, and that's it. So I go there, and it all seemingly just always works out. Very cool. High performance, the epoxy base, the solid resin base, your floors are going to increase the value of your home. It's going to look awesome. So call them today. Call Tim Worley. It's a no obligation phone call. You don't have to pay anything to do it. You're not guaranteed anything, whatever. But you will take it when you see how affordable it is. 404-8158, the Garage Flooring Specialist, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Do we know what's still open? Temple?
Temple. A lot of them look to be filled.
Okay.
I'm sure there's one we're missing, though.
Temple's a tough job. So coordinator's job's still open. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. Florida State's offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. Bobby Bentley staying at South Carolina.
How about that?
I think Jake Bentley stayed. What would happen? Would Jake Bentley had left and gone pro if Bobby Bentley going to Auburn, or would he have used a graduate transfer and transferred to Auburn? That could have been like a disaster. South Carolina could have had this like huge disaster issue on their hands.
It would have been hilarious. But really? That probably leans to the idea that he's staying for a senior season, correct?
Yeah. He's coming back. He's coming back. You made fun of Tony Morrell when he said 3-year guy now, and all of a sudden now you're thinking the guy could go in 3 years.
Sure. I did make fun of Tony Morrell, and it was funny at the time, and I stand by that. But then he threw for 500 yards against Clemson's defense, and in a weak quarterback class for the NFL, it might behoove him to go on and take his talents to the next level.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. We'll take a short break. Kansas State's open. That's one that's open. Well, Texture got that to us. Don't know who's interested in Kansas State right now. Are you looking that up? Kansas State hadn't hired anybody, have they? I don't think they have. I hadn't heard of them that they have.
No, they've only met with Chris Klieman, that North Dakota State head coach.
Yeah, he might be the guy. Who knows? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, I have some tweets to get to. I got into a Georgia Twitter war over the weekend.
It's a forgettable job, right? It's a forgettable
school. Kansas State is.
Yeah.
I had a Twitter war with a Georgia fan over the weekend.
Again?
Yes.
Same guy?
Georgia fans hate me.
They can't let it go, can they?
No. Well, to get to our Twitter, to tell you about the Twitter war, we'll also take phone calls, text tweets. It's the Mickey Paula Show. Reaction Monday more after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team heads back home to Little John Coliseum to take on the Radford Highlanders. As Brad Brownell's Tigers hope to continue their winning ways with broadcast starting at 2:30 with a 3 p.m. tip-off right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two made-from-scratch country fried steak biscuits for just $3.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375, 864-214-2375.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Again, 353-5053. Get in touch with the great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. If you want every single, it's a full-service lumber yard, every single delivery in full, on time, every single time, check my friends out at Harbin Lumber. They want to help you. They want to get in touch with you. They want to really shepherd you through a process. They want to make sure that you, maybe get a small job at first. They want to earn more business. They know they have good competition out there. But for 100 years, they keep exceeding expectations. They keep making you, come back to them time and time and time again. Just give them a call. Just inquire about it. If you're an upstate builder, an upstate remodeler, an upstate handyman, just give them a buzz. It's our great friends at HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember number 353-5053. On the Auburn offensive coordinator deal, Gus Malzahn will return to calling plays. So they hired the guy from Memphis, but he's not going to call plays. Auburn is an absolute disaster. Have you ever seen anything that's more or less stable than Auburn football? Man, over and over and over and over. Every time you see, time and time again, instability. So anyway, Auburn has a new offensive coordinator. All right, got to a Twitter war this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. And I let it go too long. I shouldn't let it go very long. But there is a, and I'm not going to mention names here, okay? There's a wide receiver, he's a five-star wide receiver, he's from Georgia, and there's been speculation for some people I talked to in the state of Georgia, some high school coaches you talked to, and some people that you know about recruiting down there, and some people have kind of shied away from it that, you know what, there appears to be some, like, dirt going, and guys committed to one school and backed out, and then he committed to another school, and then, or hadn't committed to a second school yet, still kind of looking around. There's a lot of rumors about, you know, he's got a handler. There's a high school down in Georgia that, you know, you got some kind of funny monkey business going on. And then there's a group of recruits down there to kind of work out together. Kind of this handler kind of handles everything for them. And several schools have kind of shied away from those guys and that kind of stuff. Well, Tennessee got an unofficial, maybe an official visit this weekend from one of his guys. And somebody on their website tweeted, I saw it and I was like, look, man, just stay clear of that. He's not good enough to get in that bidding war with. Well, the Georgia fan apparently thinks he's going to Georgia, which a lot of people did. And the Georgia fan said, oh my God, what are you talking about, bidding war? I'm like, well, you know what? There's a lot of smoke. I never met the kid. I don't know. A lot of smoke. People saying that, you know, it's one of these dirty deals. It's one of these handler deals. It's one of these kind of deals, right? So I think, you know, I just told the Tennessee fan, I wasn't talking to you, but, you know, there's kind of a bidding thing going on for the kid, right? You can understand that. That happens, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, this guy is convinced he's going to Georgia, and I think he's probably going to Georgia too, so he wanted to defend this guy even though he's not committed to Georgia. It's like, you can't say that. And so then he forwards the tweets. How do you say it? What do you do when you take a tweet and you send somebody else wanting their opinion on it, whatever?
Did he quote tweet it?
Quote tweet. To a University of Georgia Rivals.com guy. And he's like, this Clemson guy is saying that it's a bidding war. Can you confirm this? And my thing was, look, dude, if you think for one second that a Rivals.com University of Georgia writer would come out and go, oh, yeah, this is a dirty situation. It's occupational suicide, pal. Who in the right mind would do that? You think that right now people that are thinking about robbing banks are going, yeah, I'm thinking about robbing a bank out there. I've been accused of saying, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. No one's ever going to come out and just admit up front that there's stuff going on. It'd be suicide for the guy to say that. So then he quote tweets the prospect. Saying, hey, this is what a Clemson radio guy is saying. This is what the Clemson contingent. I was like, no, it's not what the Clemson contingent. It's what I think. I don't know what Clemson thinks about the kid. I just know this is what I've heard from multiple people. And I was pointing out there that just kind of stay clean. Don't get in the dirt. Don't get down in the mud and the muck. So, like, what's the kid supposed to say? Oh, yeah, well, my family, we do have our hands out. We are kind of looking. Like, what? You really, truly expected? Could you be that naive to think that two people that you quote tweeted on are really going to come back and go, oh, yeah, we're taking this money. Yeah, obviously it's bidding war for me, obviously, right? Nobody in the right mind would do that. So anyway, the Georgia fans forgot that I used to kind of pull for Georgia a little bit. I made one comment. I didn't like Kirby's let's eat video. I want you to eat video. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a little, I wasn't crazy about that one. And then the guy goes forward on 4th and 11 inside their own territory against a punt safe team with a backup quarterback that's on the punt team, and I'm ripping for that. And now all of a sudden, every Georgia fan's got it out for me. I think about abandoning my Georgia hood, my Bulldog hood. I think about leaving my brothers. Hey, man, we can all transfer out now. This is transfer everywhere. I think about transferring out. Who do I pull for now outside of Georgia?
You don't. You just pull for the one team you've always pulled for in Clemson. You can't pull for two teams.
I know. I'm just kidding with it. I know. I would never do that.
You do that, though.
No. I don't pull for Georgia. Matter of fact, I hope Georgia gets beat 100-0 against Texas.
Whoa.
100-0. Hook 'em.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em. I should have done that, shouldn't I? Mm-hmm. Doggone, man.
Mm-hmm. That was an opportunity right there.
Oh, I missed my opportunity. Okay, cool. Hook 'em. Even though Texas has 0% chance of winning that game.
Zero.
0% chance of winning that game.
Zero.
Right. Now, in a couple of years.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
0% chance?
Well, I'll tell you what let's do.
0% chance.
Pretty much.
Is the FBI 99?
Let's look and see what the FBI is. She gives me money when I'm in need.
Yeah.
Georgia is a... What do you think it is?
I think Georgia's a 82% chance.
77.6.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a shot.
Yeah. Let me give you...
They played Oklahoma well in the championship game. A dangerous... a much more volatile offense than what they're going to face with Georgia.
I'll give you that. Georgia is an 11-point favorite in that game. Georgia's going to beat...
I think they're going to beat them, but I wouldn't say there's zero chance Texas...
Plus, Georgia's going to pull this deal. Mark my words. Georgia's going to pull this deal. They're going to beat Texas by like 21 points, and they're going to go, well, there you have it. We should have been in the playoffs. We showed everybody we should have been in the playoffs.
There you have it.
You know? They're going to pull that crap on me.
There you have it, and then here we are.
But you know what I'm going to do? When they pull that crap, I'm just going to go back to my DVR and watch the LSU game again. See how that works out. Then I'm going to watch the second half of the Alabama game. See how that works out for me.
And here we are in a couple months telling the folks out there about how you're in another Twitter war with Georgia fans because you can't understand why they hate you.
Beat 100-0. Oh, no, nobody would ever say that. That's the thing about recruiting. Well, our school would never do that. You know that? Like, whenever you lose a recruit, first thing, there's two operations, modes of operation. Number one is, well, we didn't really want the guy.
Yep.
We got bigger fish, so we turned him down. And number two is, well, the other team cheated.
Yep.
So those are two things out there. But our school never cheats.
Nope.
A bunch of teenagers got caught minor possession of alcohol. Oh, well, our son would never drink alcohol. Hey, he wasn't even. I know he was at the party, but he would never do that. You know, it's like no one in their family ever does that. No, that's what the other kids are doing. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Can you believe that if you're SEC East, man, all the SEC West schools, but man, my school's never going to do any of that. They got, you know, we'll see. Anyway, a little Twitter wars. As far as that goes. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Speaking of lines, have you seen the potential early, Vegas National Championship matchup lines?
Do tell.
What do you think the Oklahoma-Notre Dame, assuming there's two upsets, who do you think's favored in Oklahoma-Notre Dame by how much?
The Sooners by 10.
Three.
Should be higher.
How about Alabama versus Notre Dame?
Bama by 17.
12.
Should be higher.
How about Oklahoma versus Clemson?
Clemson by 3.
Oklahoma?
Tell me Oklahoma's favored.
So Oklahoma 7.5?
Does it say Oklahoma 7.5?
No. I think this is wrong here. Yeah, 7.5. Clemson, 7.5-point favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it say Notre Dame be a 3-point favorite of Oklahoma, though? That's not right.
I don't know what you're looking at. I can't see your
computer
screen.
Anyway, Alabama and Clemson?
I think Bama's still favored in that by, let's say, just a touchdown.
7.5, 7.5. Yeah. I'm trying to find out. I know that Clemson will be favored over Oklahoma, Alabama will be favored over Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama favored Clemson. On the Oklahoma-Notre Dame things, it says -3. Does that mean, Notre Dame be favored over Oklahoma? No. Oklahoma be favored by 3. I would think. The highest of the over-under games will be Oklahoma and Clemson at 80.5. Clemson and Alabama will be 60.5. I think it would be over 60.5, wouldn't it?
First team to 40 wins?
Well, look at the first two between them. See how that worked out.
Sure.
It's been, well, the first two. Now, the third one wasn't very much offense, but the first two were. You want to talk a little NFL in the next segment? I watched some NFL this weekend. Not a lot of it. Watched a little NFL this weekend. Call it a crazy game.
Giants making a surprise trip to the playoffs this year?
They're not going to playoffs, are they?
No.
Did Dallas win yesterday?
They've eliminated the Giants from winning the NFC East.
Really?
Yes.
So the Dallas did win?
Yes.
And Redskins lost. Philadelphia?
Who lost? To Dallas,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dallas took a big step forward. They give them a lot of credit. We'll talk some NFL when we come back after a short break. Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to come by and see them. Their inventory is amazing right now. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Stop by and see them. I'm currently online right now, and I can tell you that they have 441 vehicles on their lot right now. They have all kinds of awesome-looking vehicles. They're trying to get rid of the 2018s. The Sentra has a great deal on it. The Rogue has a great deal on it. The Titan has a great deal on it right now. The Versa, all kinds of awesome deals with the 2018s. The 2019 Altima is getting rave reviews right now as well. To find out more, you go to 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson or call 324-0650. 324-0650. Our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Hey, great news for you, Mr. Orr 24.
What's that?
It's going to be in the mid-50s the rest of the week, it looks like.
Ugh.
So that's good. So we get this winter weather out of here. Hopefully no black ice tomorrow morning. And hopefully get some nice, a little warmer weather coming up. Right?
If it's going to be cold, let's be cold. Let's make it winter.
No. I can't stand it. How did your family escape? We got 15 seconds. How did your family escape the big northeastern rush? They have anything there in North Jersey?
No.
Just went a little north of them. Yep. My buddy in New York, upstate New York, got like 32 inches or something like that.
It must have been some lake effect snow.
Yeah, probably.